hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a turmoil, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, consulted against thy hidden ones. Keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. They have said, come and let us cut off them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Haggarnes, Jebel and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera and to Jabin at the brook of Kashan, which perisheth at they became as dung for the earth. Keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. O my God, make them like a wheel, the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. Keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Keep thou not silence, O God. And be not still, O God. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou Jehovah art the Most High.